I'm Rebecca Biggie, and this is Confidently She. Your lifeline to learning the skill of self-confidence. Say goodbye to seeking approval and explore what it means to be confidently she. Hey girl, it's Rebecca Biggie, with another episode for you all about Taurus. It is time for Taurus. April 20th through May 20th is the season of Taurus, mostly. And so this episode is going to be about what an insecure Taurus looks like versus what a confident Taurus looks like. Taurus is an earth sign. So this is the second sign of our zodiac series. The zodiac calendar starts in March, which I actually didn't even know that until I started recording this series. I was like, oh, perfect. I can start later in the year because the zodiac calendar starts later in the year. So Taurus is our second sign, and it is an earth sign, which is different from Aries, which we first talked about, which is a fire sign. So if you're just thinking about earth as an element, what types of things come to mind when you think of the earth? I don't know. Consistent, stable, hard, stubborn. If you're thinking about personality traits that would be consistent with earth, it's pretty consistent and stable, but also stubborn. So Taurus is notorious. See what I did there? Taurus is notorious for being very determined. They're practical. They are not like Aries, which is a fire element, which is super spontaneous and really like burning with a fiery passion for life. No, they're very steady and stable and reliable. They're very practical, almost to a fault. They can learn something from the fire sign of Aries and just seeing that there are times in life when it's okay to be spontaneous. It's okay to enjoy life and live in the moment. You don't always have to do the practical thing. And that's where the insecurity can come in for Taurus, is that they want to be so in control of things. They want things to never change. And so this is like Taurus's plight their whole life. Like their thorn in their side is, dang it, you know, if things could just stay the same, then I would be happy. But we all know that's not how life works, Taurus. So if you have a friend who's a Taurus, like, you just need to help them see that life changing is not a failure of theirs. It's not like you failed somehow because you weren't able to create a steady, reliable, safe environment. That's just the way life works. Things change. So you need to be okay with that. As a Taurus growing from insecurity into confidence, you need to be okay with change. And what will help you with that is focusing on things you can control. Okay, so focusing on yourself, focusing on your actions, your thoughts, and not trying to control other people, because that is something that an insecure Taurus will do. You become possessive. You become possessive in relationships. You become possessive with your own things, even like tangible physical things. You can become quite selfish, and you don't want to share the things that are yours in relationships, in your job, in just things that you have. It's difficult for you to share. So one of the practices you can do in order to grow in confidence and to grow and be okay with change is to practice with your relationship with possessing things. Nothing really belongs to you. Very, very few things will belong to you forever. Okay, so just coming to terms with that and doing some reflecting there. An insecure Taurus will hold on to something just to prove a point. They are the types of people who you are in a relationship with someone where 3 months into it, you knew that this wasn't going to be a great relationship for you, but you don't want to be seen as wrong. You don't want things to change. So in order to just keep the status quo, to keep things going as normal, you will stay. You will do everything you can to make this relationship work, not because you love that person, but because you don't want things to change. You would rather things stay the same and not be good than for things to change, for things to not seem like they are in your control. So growing into confidence as a Taurus, you need to be okay to walk away from things. Walk away from that relationship that isn't working anymore. It's not a reflection of your failure. It's actually a reflection of your self-awareness. Okay? So be okay to walk away from things. That is a sign of confidence in Taurus. If a Taurus is able to let something go and not let something just eat them away or hold on to something, just white knuckle it, that's a sign of confidence for Taurus. Another thing that Taurus can do in order to become more confident and a sign of insecurity for Taurus, if they aren't doing this, don't let practicality talk you out of enjoying your life. Believe it or not, Taurus, life is not about how comfortable you can make yourself, how predictable you can make life, how much in control you can feel over every single element of your life. Life is to be enjoyed. And I know you enjoy the fact that you can control things. I know you enjoy stability and routine and all of that. But just think for a minute. The things you could be missing out on that aren't always practical, but are just fun. Okay? Allow yourself to enjoy the moment. Allow yourself to be a little spontaneous in small ways at first. Be spontaneous in small ways that aren't going to completely uproot and throw off your life. And allow yourself to enjoy these little things, okay? If you're not letting yourself do that, it's because you are afraid. You are putting all of your security in your routine. And that's not always a healthy way to live. It's time for the review of the week. Hey, it's Rebecca, and this review is coming at you out of my DMs. This review says, "Hi, Rebecca."
Hello back.
I wanted to say a personal thank you for your amazing truth and life speaking podcast. I have been binge listening on my walks, lazy days, and necessary grocery drives during the quarantine, and everything you talk about has really given me the answers I've been asking God for about who He says I am, and how that never changes regardless of how much I move my body or the current beauty standards. Thank you. Well, thank you for listening and for telling me how this is impacting you. So if you also, you listening, love this podcast, let me know. Write a review either publicly on iTunes or just shoot it over in an email and I just might read yours next. Who knows? You know, anything could happen. So another thing that Taurus is really big on is tradition. This is the way things should be done. That is something you have said as a Taurus. It should be done this way. We've always done it this way. The way I was raised is the right way to do things, and this is how things are done, okay? But just because the way you have done things has worked for you doesn't mean that is the right way for everyone to do it, okay? That's a mindset shift that Taurus needs to have, that just because it worked for you doesn't mean that everyone needs to follow that same pattern, that same path, okay? Traditional doesn't always mean best. New things are okay. I know they're scary. I know they feel scary to you. But isn't it better to try out something that's new just in case it might be better? I think so. And you will think so too when you give yourself the opportunity to just change a little bit, okay? I know that you are an earth sign. You like to be fixed. You like to be stable, and you can still be that. I'm not saying to totally disregard all of that, but be aware that you could have a tendency to fall into routines and patterns that aren't necessarily healthy. So the most confident version of Taurus, the most confident version of this earth sign, is they are okay changing their mind. They have strong opinions, but they aren't as stubborn as they normally would be. Growing into confidence means, you know what? It's okay for me to have been wrong. It's okay for me to have been wrong in the past. I can change my mind. Things can change. I can develop a new opinion, and that's okay. You have so many good positive qualities as a Taurus. You are dependable, and other signs, we need people like you, okay? So I'm a Scorpio. I'm a water sign, and water signs can really like earth signs because they both have that steadiness to them. But we need people who are even more dependable than us, and fire signs too, and air signs, you know, so everything complements each other. Just because you are different doesn't mean that you are no fun, okay? Taurus can have fun. You just might need to learn how to have fun. I needed to learn how to have fun. I am a water sign, and that is mostly a fixed sign, and so I had to learn how to have fun. And Taurus can learn how to have fun too. And the other signs love that you are dependable. They love that you are committed to the things that you believe in. And you don't want to lose sight of that. So focus on the things about Taurus, about that sign that make you really, really valuable, really great. But then remember that any quality in the extreme becomes harmful, becomes negative. So it's all about finding the balance between being dependable but not being a doormat, okay? Being having strong conviction but not being stubborn. Really appreciating and loving the people in your life without being possessive, okay? Protecting the people you love while being able to let them go and let them live their own independent life as well. So the main difference between an insecure Taurus and a confident Taurus is that they are okay with change. You're comfortable walking away, even though you'd rather things stay the same. And you're not possessive or controlling or stubborn anymore. Like, those are the pitfalls. Those are the things that mean you are trying to be in control too much. And the harsh reality of life for a Taurus is that you are not in control. And that's the harsh reality for all of the signs, really, because in our hearts, in our human nature, is this desire to be in control. And so a truly confident woman knows the things she can control, the things she cannot, and she doesn't worry about the things she can't control. Yeah, it's difficult to ride those waves, but it's a lot harder when you're gripping and you're white-knuckling it. So as my Taurus friends, please stop white-knuckling your way through life. That is not how confident women live. If you resonated with this, or you have a friend who's a Taurus who is struggling with insecurity or building her confidence, share this episode with her. I'm sure she will really love it. And just kindly remind her that you are there for her when things change. It's all about keeping perspective and making sure that you're focusing on the things that you can control and being very gracious about the things that you can't. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you are a Taurus, we love you. We are so thankful that you are here and that you bring your dependable, determined, practical, reliable perspective to this world.
Thank you.
All right, hear me out. If you loved this episode, you will also love the Confidence Kickstart. Go to RebeccaBiggie.com/programs. And either way, I'll see you soon on another episode showing you the fun side of femininity and teaching you to be confidently she.